Oh, hey, darling. I have a question for you. What do you think will look good on me? Oh, I'm thinking of getting a new tattoo on my leg. Add more to my collection and all. So far, I have a rose and a rosemary on it. I was thinking of adding maybe more flowers to it, since I do love floral a lot. I wanted your suggestion on which should I add, a lotus or a sunflower? A lotus? I guess that would work. I have come a long way, with your help and support, of course. The lotus is Vietnamese national flower. And the symbolism behind the flower, which I love a lot, is even though it grows in not really a pretty place or very muddy waters, it still blooms so beautiful. And I like the meaning behind that. So, I think it's perfect. Now, I need to figure out where to put it on my leg. My other leg? I want to fill up my right leg with flowers, actually. Thank you for the suggestion, though, baby. I just want to get my right leg fully done before I work on the next one. Oh, the reason why I did the leg is, I just think it's hot and it's sensual. You haven't looked at my leg for a long time. Want to touch and rub it? I don't mind. I mean, I'm still looking up how I want the flower to look on my leg. And I still need to finish writing emails to my higher ups. So I don't mind you touching me all over in the meantime while I do this. Come here before you do that. I just love giving you kisses, baby. Plus, I haven't kissed you all day today. So, are you going to trace my thigh with your finger? Or do you have a tool in mind? A tool? Well, use your imagination. What do you think I'm talking about? Having a little naughty brain there, don't you? I don't mind you using your finger, though. I like the skin contact. It feels more intimate. Just be careful, though. I'm slightly ticklish. Yes, I'm very ticklish. So, just a warning is all. The meaning behind the rose? I think I told you before. It symbolizes my mother since it's one of the flowers she loved a lot, and I want to have something to remind me of her. You know, a piece of her with me at all times. Yeah, I really do love her a lot. She helped shape how I am. Oh, my father. That is true. I haven't talked about him at all since we started dating. I know I mention of him here and there, but I never really given you the full details of what he's like, I guess, besides him having an affair with another woman. I usually don't like talking about him since, you know, he abandoned us and all that great stuff. My father is a businessman. He deals in technology and other shady businesses. He does get involved with a lot of politicians, too. He funds for their campaigns a lot, and the last I've heard of him, he's already remarried and has a son and a baby coming. However, he was never a father to begin with. I never considered him my father. My brother was more of a father figure than he ever was. My brother never abandoned us. That I can respect my brother for, and he cared for us a lot and made sure that we never had to grow up in any hardship. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring down the mood. It's just I can't go on a rant about how horrible my father is and what he's done that I don't justify, but that's going to be hours upon hours. Plus, I'd rather bring some positivity than dwell on the past. What's done is done. Now, I have you, my darling. And my sister and auntie, of course. I'm surrounded by people who love and cares for me, and that's good enough for me. Seems like you're having fun there, though. You love tracing my tattoos that much, huh? You didn't even stop tracing it when I was talking about my father. Nothing wrong with it. I just find it very cute is all. I know my skin is soft, and it's pretty addicting to do that. Having your fingertips glide against my skin. You know, maybe we should do this more. I really do love having you trace the tattoos on my legs. It's almost like a little mini massage in a way. Like a nice little therapy, I guess. I think the person I got it done for me did a really good job with the flowers. I just love how it almost wraps around my thigh. I guess you're going to have to go around my leg if you want to trace it all. I'm sorry, that's just ticklish. Please stop. Why, you weren't expecting a spot in my inner thigh was gonna be that ticklish. Well, please don't abuse it. It's actually kind of scary since you know that power and knowledge. You're so silly, darling. Mwah. Well, I hope you don't mind me typing away while you're tracing my tattoos. You seem to have a new toy to play with. Yeah, you find it therapeutic? I'm glad. Let's see here. Dear Mr. Crystal, I would love to come for an interview for the role of the summer's clothing line. I worked with previous establishments for their clothing. Here are their numbers and photo shoots I have done. You can contact me using these here. Copy and paste. Oh, you bought a magazine with me on the cover? When did you do that? Aww. Okay. I actually feel happy that you're supporting me. Oh. Oh, it was this shot. Oh. I won't lie, though. I actually thought I looked kind of bad in this. Well, thank you, sweetie. Any word of encouragement from you means a lot to me. Oh, what's that? If that's what you want, then I'll wear those clothing that I'm wearing on the magazine for you. Nice exclusive VIP. Joking aside, though. Yes? Oh, the journalist idea? Well, I would love to change career, but I need to make money, you know? I've thought of changing companies and getting out of that one that treated me poorly would help me somehow. And I already built up a portfolio and I made several connections with the modeling industry. So why waste that? Maybe down the line I might do journaling, but right now I might as well use what I have now. You know? I had to honey my words with my supervisors to why I wanted to work for a different company. Took a lot of convincing and kissing their butt, but they were convinced and understood surprisingly. I remember I had to put a lot of makeup on my thigh to hide my tattoos just so I can keep my job. Not a lot of freedom of expression, if you ask me. So, I was thinking of working for the Tiger's Inferno brand. From my connections, I've heard they treat their models well. But they're not the only brand I'm going after. I'm emailing a few other companies as well so I could get more job opportunities. What do they do? Oh, they're doing lingeries and undergarments, actually. Well, I know I have a very nice body, so I thought, why not? Yeah, I guess I would be working more. I'm sorry, baby. I'm working hard for the both of us, though. I want to make both our lives comfortable, and I do want to marry you someday, too. So, bear this with me? Thank you, sweetie. I'll be sure to send you a souvenir if I do get accepted and get somewhere for my job. Mm-hmm. We'll even video call, too. Oh, come here, baby. Oh, sweetie. I love you very much. If you want, I could ask them eventually if I could bring you along to tag with me. I'll convince them and say that you're my bodyguard. I mean, hey, if I do get accepted, I'm going to ask them. I want to experience the world with you. And who knows, you might go to one of those fancy model parties. Drink some fancy champagne glass and who knows what, right? I see you still love tracing my thigh. I will say it's pretty mesmerizing. I might do it myself later. You know, with you touching me all over, you did got me in the mood. What am I saying? Well, after I'm done with my emails, I wouldn't mind getting down and dirty with you. You're so adorable. Mwah. Be prepared, my darling. I have something in mind that I know you would love. And I know it would blow your mind. Oh, I'm not telling you. That's up for your imagination. And you know me well enough. Keep imagining, darling. After I'm done, I'm gonna have some fun with you. Be patient.